In this lesson, you review the Content Organizer feature in SharePoint Online and consider how to use Content Organizer to manage large amounts of content. In the demonstrations, you see how to activate Content Organizer and then use this feature to create rules that suit the way in which your organization works with its stored information. The Content Organizer is used to automatically manage library tasks and help ensure that document libraries are consistently managed through defined rules. Before you can use and configure the Content Organizer, it must be activated in Site Settings. The Content Organizer can automatically route documents to different libraries or folders, upload all documents to a drop-off library ready for metadata to be entered, manage folder size by creating a new folder when the number of items reaches a certain number, and manage duplicate submissions to use versioning or new file names if a document already exists. In this penultimate demonstration, you see how to activate the Content Organizer feature in a team site. This final demonstration, you see how to create Content Organizer rules in a site that already has the Content Organizer activated. You then review the creation of Content Organizer rules to manage the content on that site.